our book reviewer this morning is Michelle Rahirahi, Ngā mihi o te ata. And haere mai, welcome Michelle.
Ata mari, how are you?
I'm really good, thanks. You've been reading Butcher Bird by Cassie Hart, who is a New Zealand author.
Yes, he is. It's a really interesting read, this one. I think, I don't know about you, but I don't read a lot of horror novels or mystery novels from New Zealand. So, this is a really interesting read. And I think I was thinking about the horror and how it seems that, well, in my research, that New Zealand horror is really fixated on place. And that's something that's really resonant in this book. If you're a fan of Ryan Murphy, you'll know that he says that hotels are probably one of the scariest places. And I kind of agree, because there's this sense in which no one really belongs there. It's a liminal space that you kind of pass through, and yeah, it's full of all these kind of creepy possibilities. I know that's probably a controversial take, but I think hotels are creepy. And Cassie really capitalizes that with the setting of the book, which is the family home. It's a center of a traumatic event that happens to the protagonist when she's young. And yeah, it plays with this setting of a place that no one really belongs to anymore. It's empty. It's kind of on its way out. It's going to be sold after the death of the grandmother who owns the farm. And yeah, there's a way in which I think all the characters are kind of picking the meat off its skeleton. They're kind of rifling through the possessions of the house, and they're digging through to kind of get to the central mystery of the book. And yeah, so I think it really plays on that kind of place to up the horror in the book.
Plot-wise, and the sort of arc and resolution of the story, how successful for you?
I think surprisingly so, very successful. I will say, I think in books that kind of rely on mystery, that it's common that these narratives that are surrounded around mystery kind of sweep up the action and the dialogue and the interior thought into these kind of never-ending questions. You spend a lot of time deliberating on what just happened, or kind of, you know, the characters are sitting there questioning, which can be a bit difficult to read it at sometimes. But I think once the story really kicks in, once you're really stuck into the mystery, a little bit of that exposition kind of falls back. And it was very surprising. I didn't see a lot of the twists and turns that came. I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but when it kind of gets into the nitty-gritty of the horror and the mystery, there are lots of twists and turns that I didn't expect. So I think really well done in the end, yes.
And is the story told through the protagonist's voice?
Yes, so there's two, perspectives that you're looking at, from the perspective of Jenna, who is the only surviving member of her family. There was a tragic fire when she was young, so her parents and her siblings died in that fire, and she survived. So she's the main voice there, but there's also Will, the caretaker for her grandmother, Rose, who is kind of he calls himself a ghost hunter. So he's really interested in the paranormal, and he's kind of wormed his way into this house to be a part of uncovering the mystery, which is very interesting. Kind of juxtaposition of voices, someone that's fully into the centre of the mystery and someone that's just trying to pierce their way in.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Michelle Rahirahi, for the review. Kia ora. The book is Butcher Bird. It is by Cassie Hart. It is published by Huia Publishers. Recommended price $25.